So I learned a lot from your talk. So the next one is going to be another really successful PD with our group, Stephen Mursky from ARS. Stephen?
Well, thanks for having me here. This is a pleasure to be here. I certainly want to thank everybody who organizes the program, Matt, Steve, Jeff. This has been a flagship program, and it's really exciting what it's been able to do for organics. So I'm glad that we can be a part of delivering these products. So I'm really appreciate what the previous speaker and what he delivered, because I took a slightly different tact. I focused more on what are the keys to a successful grant once funded. So I'll talk a little bit about the success of getting the grant, but I'm focused more on what it takes to run multidisciplinary, multi-regional projects, because they are exhausting and it's challenging to do. And so there are steps that you can do to make that better. We're a huge team. We're much more than this grant at this point, and I think that's a big part of what a successful project is, that if you've got a successful idea and it's a good idea and it's got a critical need, it's going to be funded from many sources and it's going to be broadening and growing over time. So just a brief little history, just to give you a sense of how sometimes these things develop. A lot of this just develops as a shot in the dark. You know, so we had a breeder at the facility at Beltsville, Tom Devine, that was just retiring, and he put out his last little accessions trial, about 68 accessions of hairy vetch, and then he retires and he turns to me and Jude Mall and says, "Tag, you're it." Says, you know, I don't have the time for this. I'm retiring. What can you guys do with this? And so we went out there, and Jude did some molecular biology. I did some phenotyping. We wrote a paper. Thought that was fun. That's cool. What are we going to do next? So we started playing around with crimson clover and doing some accession trials there. And next thing you know, we started to just branch out. And I think that's part of what creates a successful multi-regional, multidisciplinary project, is not having the fear to engage the unknown. Right, is that you're going to go and start to meet cooperators you don't know. So I got the list of all the possible breeders in the country that are working on legumes, everybody who's done anything with clovers, anything that's done with vetch and peas, and just started hitting them up. A lot of them have retired. Nobody's doing this work anymore. And then we found the few people that are, and we submitted a proposal. It was a little bit of a hybrid between management and actual management questions with legumes and germplasm screening. It wasn't successful. We submitted the next round, and that's when we targeted just going 100% breeding and focusing the grant. And that's, I think, important, is that sometimes we try to do everything in a grant. We try to get cute with the grant and overthink what is the important deliverable. But the reality is agriculture hasn't changed very much. The needs in agriculture are still the same needs. You don't need to get cute. You need to address the issue head on. And so I think that's why we were successful, is that we just said, okay, we're going to really try to improve germplasm. And so that's how this team evolved. So we started like every good grant needs to start in OREI. It has to be stakeholder driven. And no matter how many times you think that the panel knows you, and I've made that mistake for years. You know, we do extension all the time. Everybody on the team does extension outreach. We work with farmers. Isn't that assumed? No, it's not assumed. If you don't clearly define in your proposal stakeholder engagement, farmer engagement, you're going to get nailed every single time. And take it from somebody who's been nailed every single time. For every time I just assumed, don't you know by now that we work with farmers? No. So we did a survey and got that survey out and put that in the hands of farmers to get input of what they wanted from a breeding program, what were their traits of interest. And this was really helpful and compelling. This went into a publication, and I think that really helped articulate the need. So now we're a breeding program focusing on legume cover crops that's as funded by this program. We're focusing on a number of traits of interest, but you can see those traits of interest here. And specifically, we do some species-specific selections too. So peas, there's more of a disease focus. Hairy vetch, we still can't get people to love hairy vetch as much as we do. So we have to remove that hard seed. And then in crimson, there's some other interests. But all of them are selecting for this high biomass, early vigor, and winter hardiness. And this is what we became after that first grant that we got. And I just realized that I think I may have put information in this grant that I should have. So that's what we got after that first grant, and this is what that team looked like, right? So we had some agronomists and soil scientists and folks in this region. We were doing on-farm participatory breeding in the Midwest, and then we had breeders throughout the country as well helping us. And so this was that first cut at this and developing this breeding team. These were those objectives, so to, you know, improve the material, develop publicly released lines, lots of extension and outreach, and also we squeezed this in here, we was trying to get the development of a cover crop council, and so put some resources towards that as our extension, which was to kind of broaden the awareness around cover crops. But this is who we are now. So this is what happens with a successful team and a project that is addressing a critical need. I've never seen something like this happen in my career. After this project got funded, people just started coming out of the woodwork from everywhere, saying, hey, can we participate in this? We don't need funding. Can we just do some varietal testing? What kind of lines? I'm still getting contact all the time about folks asking, if even if we don't have money, can we provide them with some material to evaluate? So part of the big success was not just the on-farm participatory breeding and the on-stations, but linking to other partners in the private sector. So we have the Noble Research Institute, and we have the plant material centers, which I really want to highlight. They're all those little raindrops right there. So these are stations all over the country that do germplasm evaluation. They're now partnering with us on the evaluation of these lines. And we're a multidisciplinary team, as you can see here. I'm going to skip this slide. But so the keys to success of a large multi-regional grant. So part of this success is that we have created a model that works. So after this model got going, the Noble Research Institute wanted to partner with a subset of our team and go after FAR funding. And we got a $6.5 million grant to then expand this effort to include grasses and brassicas. So now we're breeding, have a national consortium of cover crop breeding on grasses, brassicas, and legumes. And that's because of the interest and the model in which we created. And so let's talk about some of the keys to success. First, you have to have that critical need, right? If it's not important, if people don't, you know, if people don't carry this, it doesn't matter what you're doing, you're not going to be successful. You have to have a critical need. So, you know, in organic agriculture, we're always balancing our nitrogen between legumes and manure for the most part, and this is a balancing act, especially from an environmental perspective, right? If we're loading up our manure in the landscape, we're going to have phosphorus issues, we're going to have also nitrogen loss issues, and so legumes are critical to the success of organic grain production, for example, and organic agriculture in general. And so that critical need is what keeps us relevant, right? People want legumes in organic agriculture. They have to be successful. So some key simple things, obviously, this, don't take this for granted. Standardized, detailed protocols. You have to do them. You have to have them shared. You have to have them open access. We use Google Drive to share everything. If you're not having people have access to all the information and having strong technical team meetings, so beyond just our team meetings and all that, the technical team, the technicians in the team are meeting monthly just to, you know, they're the ones who are help gluing together and providing all that little minutia that we can't always talk about. And then we have common tablets and protocol sheets for all the screenings and Google Drive, like I said, for sharing things. And all of this helps with flow. But it's in this inclusive approach what I think is really what is drives our success, right? We're not like, here's our project. We're going to do this. We'll let you know when it works out. We're open. We've been continuously open. That's what I've been continuously doing as a project director, is pursuing new partners, building networks, keeping that momentum, excitement going, and finding people who are motivated. If this is just a, hey, I'll do that, you know, that it's not going to work. Lots of these multi-regional and multidisciplinary projects, if people aren't bought in to the project and it's just a side project, they're never going to prioritize it. If it's not their site and they're just getting a small chunk of change to do the work, no matter what, it's just never going to be their top priority. They got 7 to 8 projects they're managing. That one's going to fall to the bottom of their list. And so you have to have that energy, that cooperation and that motivation that this is the priority, or you're going to always have, well, we got some data from this site, but not so much from that site. And that is always the challenge in this work. It's the FaceTime that makes a big difference. So we deliberately, annually go to different sites across the country. We're out in the field. We're talking. This is the Beltsville site. We have the experts, the pea breeder, talking to us in front of the pea plots. We have the crimson clover breeder talking to us in front of the crimson clover plots. Hear me giving an outline of the site. This is down in Wisconsin. I got the order out. This was this past year, but this is in Wisconsin. There's Heathcliff, the vetch breeder, and we're all walking around there. It's that time together, building that communal effort is so critical, and you can't do that over a phone or a Zoom call. And here's that in Washington. And it just gives you a feel for what it's like to go to these different conditions and these different sites and learn about your cooperators, what they do, and what drives them. And that way you can be in the field and look at specific little things. They're breaking it apart in the field and getting down and dirty so that we can have that visual awareness of what's going on, and it helps solidify knowledge across the team. And that just also means equipment. It's not just what's going on with the biology. We're sitting there looking at each other's machinery, looking at each other's equipment. We're making posters at these events. I know, don't read this, but this is a poster, just looking at all the different equipment so we can converge on what is the right equipment, what is the right operations, how do we converge on what we're doing. And so we actually had a poster day where we sat and looked at each other's equipment to do that. This is all part of creating that communal space and making sure everybody's on the same page, constantly following up with each other. You're always going to have challenges with group dynamics where people are not on the same page or somebody's frustrated. You got to work out those rules ahead of time, but you also have to be flexible. And so I think that outlines some of the keys to the management side of the program, not so much maybe the writing of the grant. Thanks.
Thank you, Steve.